Hey, Larry Weber's been getting her done this way on the air for, oh gosh, years and years, and we think it works out just great. Our host of Backyard Almanac, Mr. Larry Weber. Morning there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to the wonderful month of April. And April has a lot of things to be said about it, one of which is grass fires. And the forecast for today is temperature reaching into the 50s. With plenty of south wind. Those are conditions that will cause for a lot of drying. And yes, we could be going back. We have gotten out of the red flag zone for a bit, but we could be going back to it again with days like this. But before we get into the rest of the wonderful stuff of April, I want to look back on March. We ended March with a couple of chilly days, but the overall temperature for the month of March was seven degrees above normal. That is quite warm. We had a high of 61. That was on the 29th. Now, at my house that day, we had 67. And then we had a low of zero, which was way back on the 1st. And at my house, we were negative one. I don't think I have ever seen a March where we don't have at least some negative numbers. So this is pretty close to being that. We then had precipitation-wise, snowfall was less than normal, considerably less than normal. But if you take a look, this is kind of interesting. We've worked some consistency in these last 3 months. January, February, and March have all been about the same amount of snow. January 9th, February 8, about 8.5, and then March 8.7. And the total snowfall for the season, thanks to way back last fall, is over 70 inches, which is a pretty considerable amount. We had precipitation-wise, that is an interesting one. We had some pretty good rainy days, and as a result, March was, though the snow was less than normal, the precipitation was considerably above normal. And if you look at the statistics for January, February, March, so far this year, precipitation-wise is above normal. Now, I think from the forecast, it's not going to last. But we will see. April can be wet. We've all heard of April showers. We've all seen plenty of April snows. April can be wet, but April can also be very dry. It's a strange month that way. Speaking of strange, we had an interesting forecast that's going on right now. According to the Weather Service, Tuesday was forecasted to be a high of 30. It reached upper 20s. Wednesday was forecasted to be a high of 40, and yes, it reached it. Thursday was forecasted to be a high of 50, and Friday a high of 60. So we will see if those forecasts happen. But I think it's interesting, the movement from 30, 40, 50, and 60. So, and the 60 might stay for a couple of days. So, yeah, I think we're going to have some real springish going on. I've noticed, the rivers are open. You've been talking about seeing water birds along the St. Louis River. Yeah, the rivers are mostly open. I've seen some ice at different places. However, the nearby lakes have not completely opened yet. They are opening. They are opening. And I visited a lake yesterday. It kind of surprised me because yesterday I thought was a bit chilly. I visited a lake yesterday that I estimated the opening is close to 40%. And in the next couple of days, it will probably be completely open. Now, that's quite early. Last year, that same lake was ice out at about the 20th of April. So this year, it's going to be at least 2 weeks before normal. So we'll see if that happens with other lakes as well. In addition to that, I watch ponds and swamps and so forth, and the vernal ponds are open. I saw a lot of them open earlier in the week, and then, of course, we got chilly. They got iced over again, but once again, today they will open. When vernal ponds open, usually the frogs know about it, and they go there and they start calling. Now, this is pretty early for have frogs calling, but I have seen it happen, so it's possible. We may be talking about frogs calling by this time next week, maybe even a bit earlier than that. The days are approaching 13 hours long, and they will continue. By the end of the month, we reach all the way up to more than 14 hours of daylight. As I said, there are many things to be said about April. Another one is that it is the month of many migrants. We have, so far, we've had some migrants, and I have seen geese and swans and common mergansers, hooded mergansers, goldeneye, mallards, and yesterday I saw the first wood duck. Bald eagles have been migrating across quite well. I had red-winged blackbirds have been showing up. I saw another one again this morning. I have a flock of juncos in my yard, another example of a migrant. One of the terrific sightings of this past week was witnessing the display and flight of a woodcock. Woodcocks are a strange bird. They're also called timberdoodle. They are a shore bird that has very short legs, kind of a stubby, chubby body, long bill. Well, if that's not weird enough, they also go through this very weird display in springtime, usually about a half hour after sunset. And I know of a place where it happens every year, and so I go back to the same place, usually last week of March, and the woodcock would be out there strutting around on his short legs saying, eh, eh. And then he takes off in a flight. He goes up way high, and he comes down in a zigzag pattern. Wind going through, air going through the feathers makes for a tweeting kind of sound. And then he goes through and does the whole ritual again. He will do this consistently for weeks. Yes, at dusk in the evening, but then again, there's an encore often in the early morning, but it wants to be mostly in the darkness. Fascinating thing to see, and I had a chance to see it this week. A couple of things to look forward to now in April. As I said, the juncos are in the yard, but the other sparrows, not too much yet. There's a variety of sparrows, things like tree sparrow, fox sparrow, white-throat sparrow, they will all be, song sparrow, they'll all be soon showing up if they haven't already. Yellow-bellied sapsucker, flickers are showing up, or will be showing up soon. And then some of the insect eaters start to show up, like phoebe and the first swallows and the first warblers. That's not enough. Along the wet areas, we might see great blue heron. We might be seeing more ducks. We might see snipe and yellow legs all showing up as well. Other things of note, I had a chance to see a couple of butterflies this week. Butterflies that are out right now, and there are four kinds that I'm aware of, are all members of the same group called the anglewings, and they all hibernate as adults for the winter, and so therefore they're early to come out. Compton tortoiseshell, Milbert tortoiseshell, comma, and morning cloak. How is that for a weird set of names? But they are all beautiful butterflies that will wake up early in the season and go out and bask in the sun. Another insect that often comes up, shows up in April, though I think we're a little early right now, usually more around the middle of April, is the bumblebee. And yes, they may be coming too, because what happens in the world of the bumblebee is everybody dies at the end of the season, except the queen, and she goes off and finds a place to hibernate, and then she wakes up early and she starts flying around looking for a place to make a new nest. Another name for April is that this is the month of catkins. The catkins growths are the flower growths on trees. They look like long hot dogs. They are either male or female, but the ones we see the most are male, and they get ripe with pollen. Now, right now, we have the alders that are ripe. Their catkins are ripe, and I saw some great examples this week. The hazel are coming along as well. And then back in March, you might remember the pussy willows and the quaking aspens both opened up with these furry buds. The furry buds are now growing to become longer catkins themselves, so more catkins that will show up in April. This is the time of silver maples flowering. Now, Duluth has silver maples all over the place. Silver maples are not the ones that we usually think of when we think of maples in the spring. We usually think of sugar maples or maybe red maples, but it is the silver maple right now that is flowering. Usually it's the male that have their flowers on one tree, and that's the staminate flowers, and then there is the female. The pistillate flowers are on another tree. Neither one is what we would think of being a showy flower. They don't have big petals or anything like that. But that's part of the beauty of April. April still doesn't have leaves on trees, therefore there is a wind that can go through these trees and pick up the pollen and carry it. They do not need to attract the attention of insects to carry the pollen. So it's very interesting for the time of happening with the silver maple. Later in the month, we'll see something similar with the red maple. Our crocuses are doing great. We must have at least two dozen in bloom. dandelions are blooming, daffodils are on the way. So, yes, things are happening in April. It is a month of catkins. It is a month of grass fires. It is a month of thawing, ice out time. And it's just plain a neat month to see things happening. So, yeah, we will all be doing that, won't we? We'll be getting out and seeing things happen.
Larry, isn't this, are we still in windsprint? You know, of course,
windsprint. Oh, we're very much in windsprint.
Right, because we've talked so much about autwind, which is the really cool period.
Windsprint is a little bit harder to define.
But it's no leaves. When you talked about how the wind, there weren't any leaves and it was easy for the wind, that reminded me it's easy to see some of the early migrants, to see some of the early birds, because there's no leaves and they're easy to see. Hooray!
Yeah, that's right. And in May, when the trees start leafing out, then it's a little bit harder to see them. But yes, definition of windsprint is when the snowpack is completely gone, and it is virtually completely gone right now. And it continues until the forest floor has taken on a greening, which has not yet happened, and that will happen usually in early May. But like I say, it's a little harder to define because who knows, next week we could get a snowstorm. See, and as I, so I don't make as big a deal about windsprint as I do about odd winds.
Right.
Anyway,
yeah.
Enjoy it.
All right. Take thanks, care. Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.